man hugging his wife. As these were the pictures that were carved out on the wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. And Rashi says, HaNidbak V'chibak Bishtoi Bein Zer Yosef. Omer Shloki, that on the Chuk came into the Hebezim on the wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that the picture of the Kruvim was mamish hugging one another, like a man hugging his wife. Is Hoitzion Loyin took out this picture out to the street. The Omer, when they said like this, to make fun of Klai Yisrael, Yisrael Halolu, these great Jews, Sher Birchoson Brocha, that whatever Brocha they give, they think it's true. Vukilolosan Klolo, whatever Klolo they give, they also think it's true. Is Yaasku Vidvarim Halolu, they should be doing such things like this, like hugging a man and his wife? Is Miyad right away his Ilum, they made fun of the Beis HaMikdash. Shinema the Pasuk says, Kol Michabdeho his Iluhu, Kiro Revoso. That they made fun of Mazalzel in the Beis HaMikdash. So, the Kasha Old Mepharshim asks is, that we said before, the Gemara says that Bezman She'ein Oisim Ritzon Hashem Mokom, then the Kruvim were facing opposite ways. Like it was a nest. It was only when Klai Yisrael was doing mitzvahs, was doing the Rotzon Hashem, did the Kruvim face one another, and like hugging one another. So Zechura here, V'shas T'chruben Abayis, Zechura Klai Yisrael was doing Averis then, HaKashem was angry at Klai Yisrael. So at this time now, the Kruvim should have not been facing and hugging one and the other. It should have been the opposite way. So the Ritvor asked this question, and one Teretz he wants to say is maybe that Gemara is only talking about by the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, when we had Mamish the Kruvim. Mashenkin and the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, when the Kruvim was only a picture on the wall, maybe there the picture never changed. But then he asked, if that's true, so why does the Gemara say in Omer Aleph? They used to roll up the Prechis to show Klai Yisrael the way Hashem loves us. What's the raya? What's the proof that Hashem loves us? If it's only a picture and the picture never changes, so maybe that's why the picture was hugging one another. So it's Masha from the Gemara before that even by the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, that there were only pictures on the wall of the Kruvim, and this happened with that picture also. That Bezman Klai Yisrael was not doing the Rotzon Hashem, the Kruvim turned opposite one the other, and they were not hugging one another. So then the question is, how come now B'Shas T'Churban HaBayis was it facing one Zeit or Zeh? So the Ritzvor answers that the Pshat is this was a Ness, that Hashem did it B'davka in order that the Goyim should come in and see and make fun of Klai Yisrael. Like to make the Churban worse, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu did it. Other Mepharshim want to say, or sorry, from Galinsky was wanted to say, that the Pshat is here we're talking about the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash. So Negei to a Goy, Avada, no matter how bad a Jew is, Hashem still loves the Jews more than he likes the Goyim. So Negei to the Goyim, Avada is still called that Kodesh Baruch Hu loves Klai Yisrael. Other Pshat I once heard from Chaim Shulevitz that Salom wanted to say that even when Hashem does Din, does Mishpah, does judgment, it's only because He loves us. Like that's the way He shows His love. That if we're doing things wrong, He wants to be misakras. He wants to make us come back to do tshuva. So if Hashem is doing din, it's only because of Ava. So when the Churban HaBayis took place, at that moment Hashem did have Ava, the Klai Yisrael. That's why the Kruvim were facing Zeitzel Zeh. It's the Moravaita. Ushasiya hoist in the cross. As the Mishnah says that Bezman the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, we did not have the Oren anymore. So in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was the stone called the Evan Shasiya. That was the Mokum where the Kohen Gadol used to put the Keteris down on Yom Kippur. So the Moratona, we went to the Braisa, Shemimeno Hushasas Hoilim. From this stone, the whole world like was created. And this was the foundation, the Yisoid, of the whole world. Where it says, Tanan, we learned, Kemandi Yoma Metzio Nivroilim. According to the Mandi Yoma, that says the whole world like started to be created from Sion, from Yerushalayim, the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash. The Tanya we learned like this, the Machlokes, that Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Oilom Memtziusa Nivra. The world was created from the middle. It started out the middle of the world was created first, and from that Hashem added more and more and more onto it. Shenema the Pasuk says, a Pasuk in Iyov, Vetzekes Ofor Lamutzok Uregovim Yidubaku. In other words, like the world was created from the middle. It was added on a little bit of mud, one onto another. We have Yeshua Raimel Oilom Minatzdodim Nivru. No, the world was first created the sides first, and then Hashem fitted the middle. Shenema the Pasuk says, Ki La Sheleg Yoimar, Hoy Eretz Ugeshem, Motor Vegeshem Matras Uzay.
Yeah, the Gemara says right then, Reb Yitzchak Nafru Omar Evan Yoru HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biyam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw a stone into the ocean. And Mimeno Nishasais Ha'ilim. From that the world was created. Shenema the Pasuk says, Ama Adonai Etvo, Oy Miyoru Evan Pinoso. Yeah, Bechama Maimrim, and Chama say, that Mitzion Nivro. No, from Tzion, from the base of Middash to Mokum and Middash, that's where the world was created. Shenema the Pasuk says, Mizmor Liyosof El Elokim, Hashem V'yoymer Mitzion Michlal Yofi, Mimeno Muchlal Yof Yoy Shalom. From here, from Tzion, came out the beautifulness of the world. Tanya Reb Lezer HaGod Loimer, who said about Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer HaGod said, that El Pasuk says, Eila told us Hashemayim Varet Biborim, V'yoy Masois Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shemayim. The what that told us, Shemayim, Mi Shemayim Nivru, that told us like the sun and the moon was created from the Shemayim, and told us Oretz, Meyoretz Nivru, whatever the told us came out of the Oretz was created from the Oretz, from the ground. The Chum say they'll know, Elu V'Elu Mitzio Nivru. Everything was created from Tzion. Shenema the Pasuk says, Mizmol Yosef El Elokim, Hashem Diba V'Yikru Eretz V'Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy. V'yoyme mitziya michlal yoyfi elokim hoyfiya mimenu muchlal yoyfi shalolim. That from Tzion came out all the beautifulness of the world. So in other words, from Tzion, that was the story, that's where the our world came out from. So it could be that's also pshat in Evan Shesiyah, that was the mokum of the Tzion, the mokum of the Mikdash, where from that the whole world was created. Here, now back to the Mishnah says, Notel es adam mimi shemoras boy. It's after the Kohen Gadol got finished doing the Keteris on Yom Kippur. Now he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he went to get the dam that he already shechted his par, and another Kohen was mixing up the blood and the meat that it should not yellow up. Now he went to get that blood to take it back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the rest of the Avodis, the rest of the Hazois with the dam apar. The Mishnah says he made Hazor one upwards and seven downwards, and it says it was Kamatzlif. So the Gemara, my kamatzlif, what does it mean? It was like seven downwards, it was like kamatzlif. So the Gemara says, Mocha Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda showed, Kemingidno, as if somebody's giving malchus. So, Rashi.